Dr. Fauci says practicing Catholicism is a thing that I don't really need to do. By Olivia Rondo on December 10, 2023. Dr. Anthony Fauci is under fire after telling the BBC that practicing the Catholic faith is a thing that I don't really need to do. During a recent appearance on the channel's Influential with Katie Kay, President Joe Biden's former medical advisor said he identifies as Catholic but doesn't go to church because his personal ethics are enough. As he walked and talked with the interviewer, Fauci pointed out the chapel where he and his wife were married in 1985. When Kay asked if he still attended the church, he said no. "You don't practice Catholicism anymore?" she asked him. "No," the health official replied. The BBC hostess asked why. "A number of complicated reasons. First of all, I think my own personal ethics on life are, I think, enough to keep me going on the right path," Fauci answered. "And I think there are enough negative aspects about the organizational church," he continued, adding that Kay was very well aware of those aspects without listing them. "I'm not against it," he noted. "I identify myself as a Catholic. I was raised, I was baptized, I was confirmed, I was married in the church. My children were baptized in the church. But as far as practicing it, it seems almost like a pro forma thing that I don't really need to do." Kay posted a clip of the interview to Instagram on Saturday, garnering backlash in the comments. "The arrogance of man is truly a sight to see. Thou shalt worship Lord Fauci because he ended up being wrong about everything. It's science," one social media user wrote. "His moral compass should send him directly to hell with no stop in purgatory," another disgruntled commenter said. Another Instagram user pointed out Fauci's dishonesty about coronavirus gain-of-function research. H's ethics? Oh please, still smug and indignant. He'll cling to his lies forever, rather than acknowledge he funded scientists' gain-of-function studies. Fauci, as director of the NIAID under the NIH, funded 75 grants to three scientists. American professors Linda Seif, James LeDuc and David Relman, whose studies were highlighted at a Wuhan lab conference in May 2017 titled Second China-US Workshop on the Challenges of Emerging Infections, Laboratory Safety and Global Health Security. The first of five sessions at the conference focused on gain-of-function research, gene editing, targeting and delivery, and other novel biotechnology.